Welcome to This Is Why, presented by the First Coast YMCA. Here's your host, Tony Fox.
Hi there, and welcome to This Is Why,
a show about the First Coast YMCA, which serves Northeast Florida. So you might think, okay, YMCA, I know all about the YMCA. I mean, you join a couple of clubs. My kids play soccer there. I go and I do some water fitness classes. That's what they do, right? There's way more that the YMCA does, and that is why we are here with this show, to educate you and other people, the local community, about all of the programs and resources of the First Coast YMCA and all of its locations in the five counties that the YMCA serves. So every week we're going to talk to employees, members, supporters, volunteers, and they can talk about all of the things that the Y does, whether it's improving health, the fitness aspect, empowering young people, resources. And today I'm very excited because we have, I guess I would say, the brain trust behind the YMCA. We have the big guns here, and I want to introduce them right now. Eric Mann, who is the First Coast YMCA CEO and president. So I guess it doesn't get any bigger than you, does it, Eric?
Well, I'm not sure about that. I'm probably the lead staff person. How about that?
All right, we'll take it. And also here this today, Gary Norcross, who is the First Coast YMCA Metro Board of Directors Chair. How are you, Gary?
Doing great, Tony. Thank you for having me today.
Oh, thank you so much for being here. And Darnell Smith, who is the First Coast YMCA Metro Board of Directors member and former chair. Hi, Darnell. How are you?
Hello there, Tony. Happy to be a part of this. Always happy to be in the same room with Gary and Eric.
Well, I'm excited to have the three of you here.
She said former chair, which means clearly, I mean, we're just keeping you in the background just in case we need to bring you in.
I love it.
I have a feeling that we're going to hear a little bit of roasting each other in this show, which is perfectly fine with me. Okay, Eric, I want to start with you because we want to dig into all of the different aspects of the Y. And a little later, we will talk more to Gary and Darnell about their stories and how they came to be involved with the Y and with the Metro Board of Directors. So, but Eric, let's start from way back in the beginning of the Y and the history of the Y, because it goes back to the 1800s when it was originally started overseas.
Correct. It was started, founded in London in 1844.
I would imagine back then they didn't have like Roomba classes and they didn't do pickleball back then. So apparently the Y's mission back then was a little different than it is right now.
Well, in some ways, yes, but they started out with body, mind, and spirit. And so it really, education, spirit was Bible study, and body was exercise.
So how did it start? Like, what was the whole... How did it even come to be?
It was at the beginning of the Industrial Revolution. A lot of young boys coming from the country to a big city were getting caught in all the different vices. And so some of them decided to form this group, and they weren't educated. So they went, basically started reading books and going the education route. And then they had Bible study, you know, trying to get the spiritual side. And then they decided that part of this was the physical side. So body, mind, and spirit was the first three pillars of the Y. And basically, it still is after all these years. You look at the Y now, we changed the pillars, healthy living, youth development, social response, all those things. But in a lot of cases, YMCAs were the first universities that were created back in the day.
Wow, very interesting. And it's been around here in Northeast Florida for over 115 years. So let's talk about the structure, first of all. We were chatting a little bit before the show, and you said it's kind of like the YMCA is kind of, it's a franchise, so to speak, correct?
Correct. Back then you applied to be a Y to the national organization, and there were several about 12 different criteria you had to meet, but it's locally managed. So the board, I work for the board here in Jacksonville. And so they have the fiduciary responsibility and we have a market. So they give you a market and you can't go outside of that market. So I couldn't go down and start a Y in Daytona at somebody else's market. And so you have the right to grow your organization in the market that they give to you. You can add markets, and actually we just added Putnam County to our market. And so in the future, when it's time to have a Y in Putnam, we'll be able to do that.
All right, so the coverage area of the Y, when we look at it, there the counties that are served, Duval, St. John's, Clay, Baker, and Nassau counties. So that is like the market that you are talking about, right?
Correct, that's the current one.
Okay, and there are 13 locations, which I'll be honest, I almost feel like they're, if you would have asked me, I probably would have said there were probably like 30 YMCAs, because I feel like there are so many in so many neighborhoods, and maybe that's just a great perception that I have, that the perception I have with the YMCA is that you guys are just everywhere serving your communities so well.
The 13 that you're speaking of are physical branches. The reason why you think we're in a lot of places is because we are. So we do after school programs at 42 different sites. We have youth sports, we use churches, we use community places. And so we have more program locations in addition to the 13 branches. Those are the 13 membership branches. So when you hear 13, but you add 42 after school sites, then you start adding youth sports at different locations. And then we have a New American Welcome Center. We have a youth development campus. So we are in those communities. They're just not what most people would say, a full facility. Why?
That makes so much sense. I think that's really great. All right, so you touched on this earlier, a little bit ago when we were talking about the history of the YMCA and the key pillars that the YMCA has. And I guess, you know, because they're pillars, this is what guides everything you do at the YMCA?
It is. The board, we go through a strategic planning process, but we start with the mission, and then we go to the pillars of healthy living. And healthy living encompasses adults, youth, and the community overall. Social responsibility. As an organization that serves the community, we believe that we have a social responsibility to be a part of really making Jacksonville overall a great place to live and to raise your family. And sometimes we do things that people traditionally don't think we, as a YMCA, we do. But for instance, we have an initiative called Racing Against Hate, which is a partnership between the Jewish Community Association and the Y. And it's really around how do we address this overall hate, whether it's discrimination, anti-Semitism. We really want to be a part of a healthy solution for the overall community. So we've joined with partners to do that. But we do it with other organizations around health and wellness. We have a military strategy that we do with veterans and the mental health world as well. So social responsibility is bigger. It's our role to be a part of the healthy side and really be a part of the solutions in our overall community. And then last but not least is youth development. We believe that working with families, working with children is a key part to how do we impact the overall community from birth through. And so our initiatives are around families and kids, but we focus on youth development.
Which is, I'm sure that's where so many people come in their first contact with the YMCA. When you say, oh, how did you get involved? Or, you know, oh, I was, you know, I played soccer when I was a kid and I joined a league.
Yes, youth sports. We serve traditionally over 100,000 youth a year through our programs. And so It reaches a lot of people. You can imagine the amount. And if you look at what happened during the pandemic, and I will say this, kids didn't go to school. They were staying at home. And after it ended, we saw just a rush of young people coming back to our programs. And I do believe that parents realize that kids need to be around other kids. Kids need to be outside. They need to have structured activities. And so our youth sports program, our youth swim lessons, our camping programs, all are growing to exceed pre-pandemic numbers. And again, I believe it's because parents really recognize that kids need that as part of their growing up, is to be around other kids, interacting with kids that are different than them, doing something structured, getting rid of some of that energy as well, and making friends.
In this day and age, I mean, I guess we could all say like, oh, back in my day, we didn't blah, 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 blah. But really, kids are growing up different now than possibly ever before, right? They start out with the ability to reach out and connect with, talk to people around the globe, but through their computers, right? Through their phones, through their computers. So they can do it that way. They can connect with other people, but it's through this screen, which then as they start to get older, like the balance kind of has become a bit skewed because kids are now going in that direction where they're not doing that face-to-face connection with people anymore. So now you have the why that is an opportunity for parents to say, you've got to get out of your bedroom and off that computer and you've got to meet kids and you've got to meet other kids and other people in person. It's so different in that regard that, you know, you have to say, go make that in-person connection that before you didn't have to worry about because you'd be like, go play outside, go play with the neighborhood kids. But it's not like that anymore.
Yeah, that's correct. And what we do is really provide opportunity and space that families can feel just that, safe, but also know that their children are going to be productive in a way, whether it's values or going to camp. Like Camp Immokalee is an amazing experience for young people. They get to have some independence, but they're really out in nature. They're doing skills, learning how to swim, learning how to work again, get on the zip line and dip down about 80 feet. But yeah, kids need that. And we've been here serving families. And the other part is families having something to do with their children. And that's another piece. Everybody's working. And so the why, providing those opportunities for families to be with their children at the same time where both of them are interacting and building those memories. So we want to be one of the options for families so that they can do things together as well as the children can interact with other kids as well.
Worth noting, especially because I am learning through doing the show, through being a member of the Y, through working with the YMCA more and more. I think the first thing that comes to mind when people think of the YMCA is the fitness classes, right? That's what, you know, like, oh yeah, you know, go there, work out, there are pools, there are tennis courts, pickleball, yada, yada, yada. But there is so much more. I got to participate and give gifts with the Holiday Giving Tree program that you do, which is just tremendous. And I was so honored to be able to take a part in that. There is so much more that the Y is about other than that fitness. That fitness aspect is awesome. The healthy living, I mean, even part of the fitness, there's more to it than just the physical exercise, correct?
That is correct. And really what you spoke about, Tony, let's take the Christmas tree opportunity, right? So we have members who are coming to meet whatever health goals they're trying to meet, and our staff are great in helping do that. But now we're giving members an opportunity to give back to the community. And so a lot of people don't have access and don't know how to get involved with giving back to the community. And so we provide that through our giving. So we pair kids, the members buy the gifts, and in their own little way, they're helping change. Wellness is not just fitness, but it's part of the mental side. And we believe that our health and wellness programs and strategies bring people together, have their accountability coaches, make friends, and now you're a part of the community. And that's the beauty of the why is we are, and nothing against for-profit providers and fitness and all that, because there's enough people to go around, but we believe that we're different. We're trying to change the community. We want your support over a long period of time. We want to bring your kids, you come there. And later on, you know, when you're an active older adult like me, you know, you're still trying to make a difference, and the Y provides those opportunities as well. And you get to meet your goals.
All right. Well, I think it is a good time to take a break. We have a lot more to talk about. We are going to get to Gary and Darnell and their Y stories and how they got involved with the Y, being on the board, etc. Next up, we're going to take a break and talk to Eric about what 2025 is looking like for the YMCA. What does 2025 hold for the Y?
We'll be back with more of This Is Why from the First Coast YMCA on 104.5 WOKV. 104.5 WOKV. We now return to This Is Why. Here's your host, Tony Fox.
All right, welcome back to This Is Why. This is the show about the First Coast YMCA, which serves Northeast Florida, and all of the various things that have to do with the First Coast YMCA. It's way more than just a place for your kid to be in the soccer league or for you to go and do some fitness classes. There is so, so much that the First Coast YMCA is involved with and does. So that is what we are talking about every week. And today we have Eric Mann here, who is the First Coast YMCA CEO and president, and Gary Norcross, who is the First Coast YMCA Metro Board of Directors Chair, and Darnell Smith, the First Coast YMCA Metro Board of Directors member and former chair. Thank you so much. Welcome back. So Eric, let's talk about 2025 for the First Coast YMCA and what that looks like. I mean, every new year starts and there are new things that come up. So what's going on for the First Coast Y?
Well, Tony, thanks again. Well, the first part is January. Everybody has, a good number of people have New Year's resolutions. And we, the Y, you know, we get a good rush of folks. We have over 53,000 members currently that we serve. So every January, one, the key part is our staff. They are prepared to help people wherever they are as they come and they kind of talk about their health goals and where they want to go. We really believe in creating an atmosphere where anyone, regardless of their fitness level, can come in and feel comfortable and have someone to work with them to help them meet whatever goals they're trying to meet. So that's a big piece of what we're doing right now. But the other part is how we do it. And you think about, you hear about AI, you hear about all the technology things, how and what we do and how we impact people's lives, you still need that human face-to-face interaction. And so, but integrating technology into our work. So we have this new system called eGym. And so if you go to our Y in Mandarin or in Nocatee, it's a integrated weight system that really just about does everything for you except make work out for you. But it gives you, it connects you with information that encourages you to come back and remembers your last set, what you did, what's your seat settings, and helps motivate you to keep moving forward.
Cool. That, let me tell you, that eGym thing, I tried it out like once and it's really cool. And that is one thing I want to do more this year. I think it's It's pretty cool. That's all I can say.
People love it. We've installed now 5 different systems, but another one is Y360. Again, you have people who are in situations where they're working remotely. Y360 is a virtual platform that we have instructors looking across the screen, but helping you at home. If you have to work at home, but still need to get your exercise in, and it has some educational pieces to it as well. And then MyZone. A lot of people wear Apple Watches. MyZone is a way to encourage you to, whether you walk at home, whether you're walking the golf course like we do, Gary, the MyZone measures your heart rate, counts your steps, and you're able to keep track and help meet some of your goals that way. So integrating technology into a area that is still face-to-face is the primary route, but I think it helps people in terms of keeping them engaged. Now, we've got space issues. You heard we talked a little bit about youth sports. One of the impediments to our growth is there's just not enough facilities, ball fields, gyms to go around. And so we're installing an urban court, which is a court. It's outside, it has lights, and it has soccer, basketball, pickleball, and we put it in the parking lot. So we installed our first one at the Brooks Y, but we're looking to do a second one that increases our capacity to do a lot of work. So that's happening this year. And then what a lot of people know is our branches. We are looking to break ground on a new branch in the Durban area this year, which will be a large facility around 50,000 square feet. And it will serve probably over 20,000 people in that community.
Oh, that area has been growing. I mean, explosion of growth in that area. So the fact you guys are putting a Y in there, I think, what a great place to do it.
It is. And we're also looking, we're renovating our Ponte Vedra, our Brown Y, at a pickleball complex. But here's the other part to it. We're also doing a project in West Aug in St. Augustine in partnership with the hospital for a community that hasn't had the capacity. And so we're part of that as well. And so we are looking at how best we can serve the community. I spoke about Putnam County, but we're doing work in Baker County as well, expanding our programs. And if you look on the north side of the city, we have an amazing branch, 2 branches that we're serving. But whether it's teens, whether it's seniors, we have a lot to offer to the community. And so that's one of the great parts about the Y. And I'm not saying, of course, I work there. It is a place for everybody to feel welcome and to come in and be a part of a community organization.
And they do make you feel welcome. Every class I've taken, the instructors are wonderful and friendly. And when you go in, everybody's so friendly and welcoming. It's great. It really is. All right. So that's what's going on in 2025 for the Y. Now, we've had Gary and Darnell here, who are members of the YMCA Metro Board of Directors. Gary is the chair. Darnell is the former chair. They haven't been sitting here, and they haven't said very much at all. So it's time. Not yet. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to talk to them, because I want to hear their stories and how they got involved and all the great stuff that they do on the board and all of their wonderful opinions of the great work that the Y does and how great Eric is. I know they love you, Eric. So
that'll be a short statement, how much they love me.
All right, we're gonna come back and talk to Gary and Darnell. So stay with us, and we will be back.
More of This Is Why from the First Coast YMCA coming up on 104.5 WOKV. 104.5 WOKV. We now return to This Is Why. Here's your host, Tony Fox.
We are back. This is why. That is the name of our show. It's called that because this is about the First Coast YMCA, which serves Northeast Florida. And every week we explore all about the programs and resources of the First Coast YMCA. I guarantee you that there is a lot about the Y you don't know about. It's way more than just youth leagues and fitness classes and all of that. I'm learning, and hopefully you are learning as well. So our guests today, Eric Mann, he is the First Coast YMCA CEO and president. Gary Norcross, who is First Coast YMCA Metro Board of Directors Chair. And Darnell Smith, First Coast YMCA Metro Board of Directors member and former chair. So Gary and Darnell, we want to get into what you do as on the board of directors and what the board does and your stories as well. But before we do, Eric, let's talk a little bit about what the board does, because I think a lot of people, like, I think, okay, you're the CEO, you're the boss, right? Like, you just, nothing higher than you, you decide everything, what you say goes, et cetera, et cetera. But the board has a function.
Hey, that is way past in terms of, I don't do what I want to do. I do report to the board, and the board is really the connection to the community. But if you look at how we've survived over 115 years is because of the relationship between management and the board. And we are hand in hand in the strategy development. Staff, we execute, but it's really, we execute the strategy that is created with our board. And so we have a great relationship. The roles of the two, our board doesn't try to run the Y. Well, Darnell might try sometimes, but the board doesn't try to. And the staff, we respect our board, and they're a vital part. And we also have advisory boards at the different branches. And that relationship of communication, the eyes and ears of the community come through our boards. And so it's a great relationship. It's one that I believe keeps us relevant. And also, you know, they are the ones that make sure we stay focused on what our mission is as an organization, both physically and programmatically. And so that's a key part to the roles. And we're fortunate. We have a great board of directors, advisory board members who are also community leaders as well.
Well, let's talk to two of them because they're here and that's what they're here for. So Gary Norcross, First Coast YMCA Metro Board of Directors Chair. Gary, just looking at your bio here, you are the former CEO, President, Chairman of FIS, a Fortune 500 company specializing in payment processing, financial software, and banking solutions. That doesn't sound very YMCA-like. So how did you ever, like, what is your connection to the YMCA?
Well, first, Tony, thank you for having me. And Darnell, I'm sure you'll agree with me. I'm just surprised to hear that Eric actually works for us. So that's good to know for the next meeting. But Tony, it's a great question. When I think back on my time at FIS, I've always been outside of FIS and any community I've lived in, how to make an impact into that community. And I've historically focused over the years on education and healthcare. And so when I moved to Jacksonville in 2010, one of the first things I always do when I try to move to a new community is find ways to give back. What are ways that I can try to help make a difference outside of my day-to-day working responsibilities. And so as I started looking around, I met a number of people in town, and I was fortunate enough to get introduced to Eric. And honestly, I didn't know much about the YMCA. You know, when you back up, I mean, the only thing I knew about the YMCA, I grew up in the middle of nowhere, way out in the country. And so I didn't even have access to any kind of YMCA as a child growing up. But in the town in the city I lived in before I moved to Jacksonville, my kids grew up in the YMCA. They played basketball. They learned to swim. You know, they did all the things that every family does that engages in the Y. But other than that, I really hadn't thought much about it. So as I moved to Jacksonville, I got an opportunity to get exposed to Eric, and I started realizing what a huge impact the YMCA makes for communities, for families, for children. I'm sure we'll have a lot to talk about on all that. And I started realizing how much that checks those boxes of things I like to focus on, which is, you know, how do you engage in healthcare, right? How do you engage in education? And so whether you're educating someone to swim or you're educating someone through school, but it's really all about impact. And so I was fortunate enough that Eric asked me to join his board, and I'll tell you, it's been a great experience. I mean, as Eric talked about, the YMCA, not only does it have a proud history that dates back well over 100 years, but if you think about how it's organized through the Metro Board and through all the branch boards and how all of us interoperate to help drive the strategies that are not only beneficial for all of the communities we serve, but drill all the way down to the individual communities where the local branches reside. And so it's just a great organization to be a part of. As Eric mentioned, we have a fantastic board who give a lot of time to the YMCA to help continue to drive it forward. So it'll be here in another 100 years.
Wonderful. So Darnell, you are a former chair of the YMCA Metro Board of Directors. You recently served as chief of staff for the city of Jacksonville. You are the market president for Florida Blue. So what got you involved with the why? What is your why story?
Thanks, Tony. I really appreciate that question. And I got to tell you, as I think about my journey with the YMCA, it began as a child. And I love a comment that was made earlier by Eric, and he said it so genuinely and, you know, easily and simply. And if you're not careful, if we're not careful, you'd miss it. And he said, the YMCA is a place for everyone. And as a child growing up in St. Augustine, Florida, we didn't have much, but I can tell you the YMCA was a big part of my development. And it was actually the YMCA that was in the Florida East Coast Railway building downtown. And I remember all the times that I would just visit that building and be a part of that growth. I learned how to swim at the YMCA. But it didn't stop there. You know, obviously as a kid and going there, and then I went off to college and all those things. And I kind of went away from the YMCA. But when I got back to Jacksonville, I got to tell you, I began to see other components of how it was impacting my life. As a young parent, I can tell you, being able to have my children be able to go to the YMCA for all the programs that you heard from Gary in that regard, which was just absolutely wonderful. And then, of course, you know, now seeing my grandchildren go to the YMCA, it didn't stop there. The corporate component, you know, being a partner of the YMCA and all the things we do and how we can be able to help our employees be able to grow their lives and enrich their lives. And quite frankly, the YMCA focuses on helping you be your best self mentally, physically, and spiritually. That's what they do. And they do it probably better than anybody else, quite frankly. And so that was a big part of my life, the corporate part as well. And then the social responsibility piece. Once again, an opportunity to be able to give back, help make your community better is something that I've been able to do over the years. Once again, partnering very closely with the Y and being a part of the board, as you talked about earlier, and having that opportunity. So, you know, it has become an integral part of my life since my child and now as a seasoned, professional in our community and working hard to make the community better. The YMCA is a big part of that solution.
Locally, for each branch is so different and is so responsive to their communities. It is not, you don't walk into one branch and it's not like McDonald's. They don't all look the same. They don't all have the same menu, right? I mean, they're all different.
They're all different, and that's the beauty of the entire governance structure for the YMCA. And offline, you know, we had a great conversation about this because we have the Metro Board, which governs the YMCA in totality. But each one of the YMCAs have their own board that advises them accordingly. Community members from around that community helping to make certain that what that YMCA gives in alignment with the mission of the larger YMCA is absolutely delivering on what's expected by those members. And once again, it's a great structure and it allows us to be very, very effective.
Yeah, that's great. That's great, Darnell. I mean, Tony, as I think Eric mentioned in another segment, when you think about even the strategy, and one of the things that we think about at the YMCA is we don't take for granted how long this organization's been here, not only in the Jacksonville community and the broader community, but how long it's been existed, across the U.S. And I know it was originally founded in London. But when you think about the strategy, it really starts at the individual branch or community level. And so how that strategy gets evolved and how that strategy is brought up by the leadership team and championed by Eric in cooperation with not only the board, but the branch boards is really important, because we really do want to have that long-term vision on where the community's going. We want to make sure that we're making a difference in underserved communities. We want to make sure we're making a difference in the various school programs as things changes. I didn't even know what pickleball was 5 years ago. And now, you know, you can't get enough of pickleball. But how we evolve that and how each branch takes on, you know, in many ways, what the community is looking for is vitally important for us. And so, that really does make a great relationship. And we drive a number of meetings each year through branch council engagements where we bring the individual leads from the branch boards. And so really try to drive as much interaction between the boards as possible that will help, frankly, the leadership team then go execute and push the strategy forward.
When it comes to the why, you want to get people involved. And so let's take a break. But when we come back, let's talk about how people can get involved, whether it is joining a group, a fitness group, whether it's volunteering, whatever it is. There are lots of different opportunities to do that. And let's talk about that coming up next.
More of This Is Why from the First Coast YMCA coming up on 104.5 WOKV. 104.5 WOKV. We now return to This Is Why. Here's your host, Tony Fox.
Welcome back. The show is about the First Coast YMCA. It serves Northeast Florida. It does so much. And this show is all about the various things that it does, not just programs for your kids to get involved with sports. There are so many other aspects to the YMCA. And that is what we've been talking about today. And that's what we will talk about every week on this show. And today, our guest, Eric Mann, who is the First Coast YMCA CEO and president, Gary Norcross, the First Coast YMCA Metro Board of Directors Chair, and Darnell Smith, First Coast YMCA Metro Board of Directors member and former chair. All right, so Eric, as CEO, as we wrap up, you're the big guy. Tell people how they can get involved with the Y, whether it's someone like me who I walked in to do the first fitness class I had done in many years, right after the first of the year. And it wasn't bad. I was able to do the whole thing. And I've continued to take some classes. And whether it's a fitness class or whether it's enrolling your kid or some of these healthy living classes, how can people get involved in the Y?
Well, thanks, Tony. First of all, if you want to get involved, if you're close to a Y, just go in and we have one of the best staff teams you can imagine. Servant leaders who, they're really there to help you meet your goals. And so part of that is a conversation of what you may want to get a part-time job. You may want to bring your children to the Y. You may want to start your first class. So the first step is just going in and having a conversation with our leaders about what you are trying to accomplish. If you don't go in, our website, like everywhere else, is very, very informational and can give you a lot more information. But I suggest people just take the time to go to their local Y. But we also have Y360, which is a virtual option for you if you don't have a Y in your community. And so you can get engaged through that as well. You may want to volunteer. We have now a lot of our active older adults who have retired who are older are now working part-time as lifeguards. And we train them, get them certified, and it's a way for them to stay active, but also for them to get engaged with the community. So, you may want to be a soccer coach or a basketball coach. You may want to go, we have a charter school that you can go read to the kids. So it's really whatever you're interested in, the first step would be to go to a Y or call our Y and ask questions on how you may become engaged.
I'll tell you, everybody is so friendly. I mean, it really is kind of, when it comes to the fitness aspect of it, right? Like, I'm serious. I hadn't gone in years, right, to do classes. And, you walk in and you feel a little intimidated because you just feel like everybody else has been there every week and for three times a week or whatever. And you're the new person and you might die during the class because you're out of shape. But the instructors were just, everybody so nice, so friendly, so welcoming. And it doesn't matter whether you haven't done it in many years or whether you've been doing it every week. It's just so friendly and welcoming. The front staff people, I just can't say enough about the friendliness. And your staff, you're right. Your staff is really, really awesome. So,
because Tony, we really want to have a lifetime relationship with you. Mm-hmm. We want you to be there 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, 100 years. I mean, we've got members who have been there for 15, 20 years. And that's really what our goal is as an organization, because we believe that long-term engagement leads to long-term impact. And that's really what we want as an organization.
Well, Gary and Darnell, as board members and as a gentleman who have a personal connection with the Y, what would you say to people when it comes to the Y and why they should get involved? How would you encourage them to get involved? Gary, I'll start with you as the current YMCA Metro Board of Directors chair.
Well, Tony, I think Eric, really said it well. I think you said it as well, your experience when you went into your first branch or your first fitness class. I mean, it almost feels like a family atmosphere. I mean, everybody is so friendly and so welcoming. But what I would suggest to everybody is you need to back away and not think necessarily of the YMCA as a gym, right? I mean, so often I think we immediately go to fitness. And so much we talked about on this podcast is all of the services the YMCA offers outside of just fitness. You can learn to swim, right? You can learn to play basketball. You can do after school programs. You can go to our camp at Immokalee. You can give back through volunteerism. I mean, there's all these ways to be engaged. So I guess the thing I would urge everybody is to open your mind, go into a local branch if it's close, or if not, go online as Eric suggested, and realize this is much more than just about fitness. It's about family. It's about engagement. It's about communities. It's about growth. I just urge everybody to get exposure and realize that there's just a lot of opportunities that you can take advantage of through the YMCA.
100%. I was looking at things and there's like a book club at the Brooks YMCA. There's a bocce ball thing. And like, I'm Italian. I know all about bocce. And so I want to do that, And there's meditation. that you can do. And then there's these fun events. There's this purse bingo that's going to be going on, like all this fun stuff that I'm like, oh, I want to do this stuff. So you're 100%.
It's a community. It's a community. It's a family. It's a way to get engagement through all different aspects that might meet your particular needs.
And Darnell, is there anything else you would want to add to encourage people to get involved with the Y?
You know, it just reminds me, after listening to Gary and certainly to Eric, the YMCA has been a part of my life for almost 50 years. And Eric said it best, you know, guys, this is about a relationship for life. And they really have been an impactful part of my life for over 50 years. So I would just say to anyone that if you're looking for a place to be able to grow, to develop, and whether it's yourself or whether it's your family or whether it's your employees or whether it's your friends, let's meet at the Y. Let's get there, because I'm telling you, you have the opportunity to be able to do just about anything. I was just thinking about the fact that my wife does tennis through the YMCA now, and my grandchildren still play basketball at the YMCA. So it's just a great place, and it's one of the few places in our city that can bring everybody together. Other than the sports or entertainment venues or arenas and things like that, it is that place that just brings people together, and it does it on a daily basis, and often for like-minded reasons, whether it's health or just to be able to congregate or to volunteer, to advocate for others, or to partner on something in the community. It really gives you an opportunity to be your best self every day. Your solution is the YMCA.
And you know, it's a great way to make a human connection, to get off the computer, to get off your phone, you and or your kids, and meet people face to face. That is the best way to make a connection with other people. So, well, gentlemen, thank you so much for being here today. Eric Mann, First Coast YMCA CEO and President. Gary Norcross, First Coast YMCA Metro Board of Directors Chair. Darnell Smith, First Coast YMCA Metro Board of Directors Member and former Chair. I appreciate it very much.
And thank you so much for listening, for giving of your time and tuning in to this very first episode of This Is Why. Our next episode, we will talk about what the Y is probably most known for, youth sports. They have so many programs for kids, be it competitive or recreational, and opportunities for adults to coach and get involved. So our next show, we are going to talk about youth sports with the First Coast YMCA. Our guests will be Bert Cannon, the Associate Executive Director of the First Coast YMCA, and Candace Burrows, Vice President of Programs. So I hope you'll join us. Thank you so much. I'm Tony Fox, and this is Why.